The hypocrisy is nothing short of breathtaking. The same conservatives, often under the cover of religious liberty, demand endless rights for families, homeschooling with no oversight, but with taxpayer-funded school vouchers. The right to decline medical care deeply held beliefs oppose. And that list just goes on and on. But if the question is the freedom of parents to provide appropriate medical care for their beloved children who happen to be transgender, well, you better watch out, because Texas is trying to pass some of the most extreme anti-family legislation I have ever heard or seen. With Insights, I am pleased to be joined now by the Reverend Angela Williams, Senior Outreach and Faith Coordinator at the Texas Freedom Network. And Angela, it's just great to have you with us.
Walton, thank you so much. It is wonderful to be with you too.
Would you flesh out this criminalizing parenthood initiative currently under consideration in Texas?
I think you were spot on in talking about the Party of Family Values pushing forward this anti-family legislation. The bills are HB 1399 and SB 1311 that would ban gender-affirming healthcare for transgender youth and would criminalize parents who support and love and care and just want to keep their children alive. It would qualify this gender-affirming care as child abuse. And we've been talking with some of our lawyers, and that means parents could be charged with child abuse, which carries the penalty of up to 10 years in prison. If these extremist anti-family, anti-transgender bills get passed, then you will separate families, separate children from their parents. That doesn't really sound like family values to me.
No. Well, how on earth are proponents of this initiative defending it?
What they're doing is they're causing a distraction. They're making a problem where there is no problem. The problem is a society that bullies and discriminates against transgender kids already. What we need is to create safe and healthy communities where transgender kids are free to be who they are, to explore who they are going to be, and to shine the bright light that is within each of us and is especially within transgender kids. We want to see that light shared within our communities.
What do we need to know about the origins of this bill?
It can't be a coincidence that we're seeing these same types of bills coming up in state legislatures all across the country. Here in Texas, I see these bills as a distraction, a diversion tactic. I'm not sure if you're aware, Walton, but we're still living in a pandemic.
Yes.
We're still living in a healthcare crisis where I would assume you want to expand access to healthcare. But for some reason, our state legislators want to restrict access to gender-affirming, life-saving healthcare. Fascinating. Also, Walton, I'm not sure if you remember, the news cycle moves really fast, but in Texas, we lived through a devastating natural disaster in February where our electric grid almost failed. And what are our state leaders, Governor Greg Abbott, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, doing? They're not putting forth legislation to fix the grid, to prevent the same kind of disaster from happening again, maybe even this summer. They're spending and wasting time and energy and resources on these damaging, cruel, hurtful, sinful bills.
What other anti-trans bills are worrying you the most?
Oh, I am very glad you asked about that. So just this past week, we have been paying attention to the sports ban bills that are passing through the House and Senate, that is SB 29 and HB 4042. So for all you folks out there, these two are companion bills, which means they have the same exact language. What you need to know is that it makes it a lot easier to pass these two bills because they're already matching. They don't have to go back and reconcile the language between them. But these cruel bills would ban transgender students from participating in public school sports. And it has already passed through the Senate. And just this week, the House Public Education Committee heard this bill. Now, I tuned into that hearing, and you never know when you tune into some of these hearings what you're going to hear. But I would say 80 to 90% of that testimony was from transgender kids, from their parents, from transgender adults, from advocates, from social workers, from business leaders, from pastors, from faith leaders. The community in support of transgender children who just want transgender children to play, to live, to be the self that God created them to be, that is who showed up in that hearing this week. And so I hope, I don't know, but I hope that our legislators can hear those stories, can hear the testimony, can hear how harmful this bill is. And it's not just about sports. It's about recognizing the full humanity of transgender children.
Are there religious bodies in Texas actively working to advance these hateful anti-transgender bills?
There are some entities that claim the language of religion, that claim an authority from God that I just do not recognize, that come in and try to speak something like faith and freedom. Well, I, as a Presbyterian pastor, am certainly a person of faith, and I truly believe in freedom for people and for communities, and I believe in the freedom that transgender kids and their families should have in figuring out what life looks like for them, both in terms of the healthcare and just to get involved in sports and extracurricular activities, free from questions and probing, cruel assumptions by adults onto children's bodies.
What is the main source of, I'll say, this stuff? Because I could call it some other things too, but because I don't imagine the medical community is supporting this kind of legislative quackery. Where is it getting its power and money?
That is a fantastic question, Weldon, and we can certainly go down that rabbit hole, but I don't think we have time to really investigate the sources of, you know, dark money that has flooded into our politics. And that's the problem, is we just don't know. What we do know as advocates in the community, as people of faith, is that we have got to come together and speak out and let our voices be known, to let our legislators know that we are holding them accountable, and we will remember this, especially when we go to the ballot box.
If you're talking about what I would call mainline religions in Texas, what are those people doing about this?
Thank you for asking. So, with Texas Freedom Network, we have our faith project called Just Texas, Faith Voices for Justice. And we have been working under a variety of names for the past 25 years with mainline and progressive clergy and faith leaders and people of faith in the state of Texas to get politically active, to let our legislators know what we think and how legislation lines up or does not line up with our own faith convictions. So with Just Texas, we have worked with hundreds and thousands of clergy across the years, and Just Texas has already been mobilizing just this session around these anti-transgender bills. We had a couple of clergy who are writing op-eds, and they're speaking out in press releases, and they're testifying at the Capitol, and they're caring for the trans folks who are at the Capitol testifying and exposing themselves to lots of trauma. But there are plenty of faith leaders and people of faith in our communities who say, this is not what we ought to be doing. This is not what our faith compels us to do. God says we are all beloved children. We are all created in the image of God. Transgender people are divine and are created in the image of God. God looks at trans people and says, you are beloved. You are my child. I love you. And I say that, but I'm not alone among our hundreds and thousands of clergy across the state who are standing up and speaking out to support our trans community, to support the trans children who are in their churches and in their communities, to try and keep them alive and know that they have a safe place, even if the state legislature is trying to eliminate those safe places.
If you have an opportunity to speak to some of the people who are pushing hard to pass this legislation, what do you say to them?
Yeah, that's a great question. I like to say, what's the point? Yeah. How is this helping you to live out your faith? My faith compels me to love God and to love my neighbor as I love myself. Mm-hmm. These bills do not compel us to love our neighbors as ourselves. Yeah. These bills are causing harm. If these bills are passed, they will end lives. Remember back in 2017, Texas heard the bathroom bill, and this is just the latest iteration of that toxic legislation. And I, again, as I was listening to testimony this week, someone named that the Trevor Project, which is a national hotline for LGBTQ youth. And during that legislative session, when the bathroom bill was up, their calls from Texas skyrocketed. Just having our identities discussed on the floor in the halls of power, that is already an imminent threat to life.
Yeah.
If you worship a God of life, if you are in a political party that supports life, I need you to support the lives of transgender children, to save lives, to create space where they can live abundant lives.
Angela, what else is Just Texas prioritizing in the current legislative system?
That is a great question. So unfortunately, we don't just have one set of really awful bills coming through that leads to death and destruction. Just Texas Faith Voices for Justice works with faith communities across the state of Texas to speak publicly and politically in support of LGBTQ equality and reproductive freedom. So in that vein, we have got about six or seven really awful anti-abortion bills that are passing through the legislature right at about the same time and rate and speed. And so we are all hands on deck across the board to prevent, again, this legislation that is a diversion tactic from dealing with the real problems that affect everyday Texans. And we have got faith leaders speaking out to say that abortion is healthcare and that our faith compels us to provide and ensure that there is equal access for folks to make the reproductive decisions that are best for them and their families, including the decision to have an abortion. And so those are mainly the things that we've got going on. But Texas Freedom Network has an even bigger haul. We are also fighting voter suppression bills that are awful. They're very similar to the ones that passed in Georgia just, I think, a month ago. And they're here in Texas. And so we are pulling out all the stops to fight anti-transgender bills, anti-abortion bills, and awful Jim Crow voter suppression bills.
You know, listeners to State of Belief are the kind of people that right now are asking the question, if I don't ask it, how can we help? How can we support? How can we help you do your work with Just Texas and the Texas Freedom Network?
I love this question because I always love getting folks more involved. So if you are in the state of Texas, I need you to contact your state senator and your state representative, call them, email them, fax them, tell them that you oppose these discriminatory laws. If you need to figure out how to do that, you can find our website at tfn.org. And if you're a person of faith, come to our Just Texas website at justtx.org. And if you're outside of the state of Texas, I'm sorry for you, and I'm kind of happy for you. Depends on the day. But if you are outside of Texas, you can still participate on social media. Follow the hashtag Texans Deserve Better. That's where lots of us and our partners are sounding the alarm, and you can participate in the conversation and learn about these awful bills and learn about what bills are happening in your state and where you also can plug in.
A graduate of a really good school, Austin Presbyterian Theological Seminary, the Reverend Angela Williams is Senior Faith and Outreach Coordinator at Just Texas, a project of the Texas Freedom Network. Angela, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us today on State of Belief Radio. Know that anything we can do to help, let us know.
Thanks, Walton. It's been a pleasure.